Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 422 for Friday, June 5th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were firmer on Friday morning, as Thursday's move to fresh highs kept the market's technical bias pointing to the upside. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, the most active July contract testing that $500 level, up $2.10 at $499.80 per ton. Spillover buying also came from the gains in European rapeseed and Chicago soybean and soy oil futures in early and overnight activity. Ongoing uncertainty around the size of the 2015 Canadian canola crop due to recent unfavorable frost events and dry weather also provided some support. There are some worries that farmers won't be able to source canola seed in time to replant their fields. However, the large global oil seed supply situation continued to overhang the market. Ideas that Canadian canola production could still be large if weather conditions turn more favorable in coming weeks were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly firmer. Chicago soybean futures were steady to slightly higher, prices anywhere from steady to 2 cents stronger. July was up 2 cents at $9.48 a bushel. A sharp rally in soy oil futures helped to support the soybean market, as did concerns about wet weather slowing seeding progress in parts of the U.S. Though some traders also believe the wet weather in the U.S. Midwest will be beneficial for plants that have already been put in the ground. Weakness in soybean prices in China limited the gains as it slowed demand from the country. Corn futures in Chicago were firmer following the advances seen in wheat. Prices were anywhere from steady to 4 cents higher, July up 3.25 cents at $3.66 a bushel. Worries about wet weather disrupting the last bit of planting in the U.S. were also supportive, as was steady domestic demand. However, strength in the U.S. dollar index tempered the advances as it made corn more expensive on the export market. Wheat values in Chicago were stronger, seeing some follow-through buying on recent advances. Values were anywhere from 6 to 8 cents stronger, July up 8 cents at $5.31 per bushel. Worries about excess rainfall causing quality issues and disease problems for the U.S. winter wheat crop were also supportive. Traders are watching conditions in Russia and Western Canada as they remain on the dry side. However, strength in the U.S. dollar index was bearish as it made wheat in the U.S. more expensive to foreign buyers. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, June 5th. I'm Taryn Shields.